Good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. on calcium bentonite clay. It's good to have you listening in and bringing your questions. My name is Perry A. I'm the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, and my intention is to educate as many people as I can about the vast benefits of living clay or bentonite clay. We do have questions already in queue, so I'm going to start with them. Renee Garcia in Arlington. Hi, have people used clay to pull mucoid plaque? Yes. You know, I used it. Some people notice that it depends on how much mucoid plaque you have built up inside you. Sometimes it comes out in a long gucky string. Sometimes it sort of comes out with the feces and you don't notice it. But it definitely cleanses the mucoid plaque and the old fecal matter lodged in the lower colon. And I believe that's why most people that start using it in about 3 days say they have more energy. Well, they're getting more nutrition from the food they eat and the supplements they take because it's not stopped up trying to get through the colon wall and into the body. So, yes, definitely. Renee has another question. Would it be okay to pour a fourth a teaspoon of clay into a mouth guard overnight? Yes. I don't know if you're talking about the clay in the hydrated form, the clay mud, or the dry powder clay. I generally deposit clay between my teeth and gums, the dry powder, and the saliva will wet it and stick it in place and hold it overnight. That doesn't get your upper teeth, however. I think for the upper teeth, it would be difficult with the clay powder to get it up as high as you want. I would put the clay mask, the clay mud, in the upper part and try it that way. Good question. And Kristen Wells of Cave Creek says, what protocol would you recommend in taking clay to reduce symptoms of H. pylori? Well, Kristen, I would mix up a bottle of the liquid clay, the 1-to-8 ratio if you're using living clay. And I would drink 1 to 2 ounces, 2 to 3 times a day. In fact, you can start with 2 ounces, and then after a while and you get it under control, you can kind of back down and find your happy place. It may be 1 ounce 3 times a day, maybe 1 ounce a day. But it doesn't mean you have to take the 2 ounces 3 times a day all the time. As the symptoms begin to reduce and the healing takes place, you can kind of back off. Anytime you get that gut pain or any of the discomfort, go take a sip of clay. It doesn't take much to calm it down and get it under control. All right, good questions there to start with. Ginger and Cinder Point says, what effect, if any, would living clay have on rancid oil consumed? Ginger, I'm going to have to look that one up. I'm not familiar with rancid oil. Clays, if you're drinking an oil, they tend to absorb the oil, so you may want to take some space between taking the oil and your clay. I know we did a test because we were wanting to see how the clay would work on the BP oil spill, and one of us got motor oil and put on water and put the clay over it, and I used just regular cooking oil, olive oil, and put the clay over it. In both clay cases, the clay consumed. It took quite a bit of the dry clay, but it consumed the oil and it went to the bottom. And when you'd reach down and get the oil and the clay in the bottom and squeeze it, it never released the oil and it didn't feel oily. So it does tend to absorb oil if you're taking this oil for a health, you're wanting to take it, wanting it in your body. You know, maybe wait an hour or so to allow it to be absorbed before you take the clay. Excellent. Thank you. And I wanted to talk today. We don't have any more questions right now in queue, but I wanted to talk a little bit about some rumors are going around. And it just upset me when I see bad news popping up. The other day there was a little ad clip that came up, and it was about an article that said something about the risk from taking calcium bentonite clay. And that concerned me because other than a Herxheimer reaction, I know of no risk to taking clay. It's one of the safest things on the planet. It's not going to store any of your body organs, and it only wants to bring your body into balance. So I clicked, and when I clicked on it, you'd see the title of the article and a little bit of print for about 2 seconds, and then this pharmaceutical ad from Canada was pasted right over the top of it. You never could get to the article. So it's a ploy to get people to go to the link and open it so they can get their ad in there. And we're trying to report it. It's a Canadian ad, a pharmaceutical company in Canada. But people are real tricky like that, and they put out stuff like that to get your attention, because that scares people. We've been saying clay is safe, which it is. So there was no article. You weren't allowed to see any article. You just saw the title, and then you could tell there were some orbs there, and blip, this big square came up. Now, the other one is someone I've been told, I haven't seen the article, there's a lot of concern again about Fukushima, that it's not under control, and should they have another earthquake, it might be disastrous. And if it's as bad as they say it is, I'm not sure anything's going to help any of us. And you never know on something like that. I think they're still working to contain it, get everything under control. But there have been some messages out that things aren't as safe as they seem. And there was an article out about taking red clay, as if red clay were the only clay that would absorb the radiation. And that is a false. You know, zeolite has made the claims now that they were what was used at Chernobyl. And for years, all I ever read was that bentonite clay was used in the reactor in Chernobyl. And the bentonite clay was used in making chocolate candy bars to feed the children to help detox them. Never saw zeolite. Now, I don't know who started that. I would like to see the scientific proof. A lot of people, in an effort to sell their clay, will just put anything on the internet. So be aware of what you're looking. And if you have any questions about anything, I'm happy to answer them anytime. I would just be delighted to know about some of these things coming in, so we can do that. Renee Garcia also asked, how much clay would you recommend daily to detox the mucoid plaque? Well, Renee, we recommend 2 ounces of the liquid clay, if you're using the living clay, twice a day for 14 days. And it should remove it, you know, within the first week. If you have signs of constipation, it's not from the clay. Clay is slippery when wet, and it doesn't dry out when it's in the body. It's either a sign of an imbalanced digestive system, or it's clogged up because of the mucoid plaque and the old fecal matter, in which case you just take whatever you need to take to keep your janitorial services working. Something like smooth move tea, or you can take over-the-counter 250 milligram magnesium tablets, something like that, just to keep it working till you get the gunk cleaned out. We say 14 days, not so much for the cleansing process, but because of parasites in the lower colon. And generally, parasites leave behind eggs and larvae that haven't hatched out yet. So you want to keep continuing that until the eggs and the larvae have had a time to hatch out, and they can be attracted to the clay and carried out of the body too. So that's why we say them 14 days. If you're just wanting to do the mucoid plaque, you may want to do it that high a dose for maybe a week, and then kind of back down and find your happy place with clay. Hope you want to keep taking the clay because it has so many benefits to the body. and you might notice you start feeling better and have more energy. All right, let's see. Well, I have no more questions right now. I have some very interesting testimonials that have come in lately and that I would like to share with you all. This one says, amazing relief from rheumatoid arthritis. And this is a quote. I started thinking, I wonder, could this help me with my rheumatoid arthritis? So I had my daughter cover my baby finger of my left hand and all the rest of my left hand with clay. I also covered my then swollen right knee with clay. What happened next brought me to tears. Military doctors had told me the deformity in my left baby finger due to rheumatoid arthritis was something I was just going to have to live with. Do you know that my finger, the first joint in it, is just about gone now? I can already straighten it out. Hallelujah. And that swelling in my right knee? Gone after just 3 applications of the clay and saran wrap. Now I'm taking a viral and bacterial cleanse at the beginning of each session. I just know I need to detox, especially after taking that Vicodin and taking aspirin. Michelle H. Thank you, Michelle, for that wonderful testimony. And you know, when I first started learning about clay, I learned from the testimonials, I learned from the customers just how far clay would go. There are some instances I wasn't aware of what it would do, and people would tell me, and then that would just open my mind to the possibilities and to being able to see how clay can achieve that. Now, there are some instances where I haven't figured out how it achieved what it does, and probably never will, but that's sort of the mystery of clay. Here's another one, 13-year illness gone after 1 month on clay. I'm turning 25 in just a few days, and I've been taking the clay internally 3 times a day for a month now. I've been sick on and off for 13 years, and the traditional doctors could never find a cure for me. I had just accepted that I had a sickly body and a weak immune system. I had bald spots and began fainting at the age of 12. Then at 20, I became nauseous all the time. When I graduated from college, I was so sick that I needed to take some time off before obtaining my master's degree. I began researching different ways to detoxify my body. I started getting colonics. I bought infrared sauna. Was eating raw food. But it was only when I started drinking living clay, a calcium bentonite clay, that I started feeling like a normal human being for the first time in 13 years. After 3 weeks, I had an energy surge. I started wanting to do things I hadn't wanted to do in a long, long time. Simple things like take a hike with my family. This clay has given me back my passion to live my life to the fullest. Before the clay, I was sick, exhausted, and depressed. Now I feel alive. People are even saying how good my skin looks, like I have a glow. I will, without a doubt, be a lifelong customer, and any time I have questions, I just call Perrier, and she answers my call directly with such kindness and grace. This clay truly saved my life, Stephanie D. And thank you, Stephanie, for those beautiful words, and I'm so happy you got this relief. You know, when you mention that how good your skin looks and your skin has a glow, that's one of the benefits that most people start having when they take the clay internally. It's just a given that your skin tone is going to look very, very healthy and you have a glow about it. So thank you. All right, I'm going to go back over and look and see if we have any more questions now coming in. Don't see any. Y'all are listening along with me, I guess, huh? All right, here's one. If you're wanting to brush your teeth and gums with clay, what form do you take it in? Well, you can do it one of two ways. I generally like to put a little toothpaste on my toothbrush first because I like the flavor and the sudsing action. You can either put your toothpaste on, wet your toothbrush, kind of tap the water off a little bit, and dip it into the powder clay and brush your teeth, or you can put some of the hydrated clay over the top of the toothpaste and brush it that way. Sometimes I alternate and do both. I really like the way my teeth feel after I brush. They feel so clean. You know, when you haven't brushed your teeth and the next morning you feel your teeth, they feel like they have fuzzy socks on. Well, it gets the fuzzy socks off. So experiment with it and find which way you like best is what I would do. Both are safe, and it's not so abrasive that it harms the enamel of your teeth. All right. Well, I have another testimonial in waiting. And I'm also going to go over to the phone line and see, does anybody on the phone line have a question they'd like to ask? If you will press star two, it will notify me that you want to be online with me, and I can click you in and you can ask a question. So I'm going to give our listeners just a moment if they have any questions that they can join us. Excuse me. All right, I'm not seeing any questions there, so let's go with another testimonial. This is a long one on acid reflux and Barrett's esophagus. I struggle with reflux for 15 years and was on prescription and over-the-counter medication all of the time, which was not good. It wasn't until a friend loaned me some of your clay in January of this year that I got started on it and felt almost immediate improvement. Mine was a hard case to beat. There was damage to my esophagus, and I had been diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus 10 years ago. So the GI doctors doubles the prescription medication, parentheses, all that traditional medicine knows to do for these digestive disorders, close parentheses. I will add at this point that these medications called proton pump inhibitors, the Nexium, Acefix, Prevacid, and Prilosec, are extremely difficult to get off of, as when you attempt to stop taking them, you get rebound reflux. Even the GI doctors, the gastrointestinal doctors, admit that. There are lots of folks that give up and think they just can't get off these drugs and go back on them. Once in a while, a natural remedy will work, sometimes for some people. Vinegar is a popular one. Well, I tried 10 natural remedies before I tried clay. Up until clay, I had minimal relief with any of the remedies, and believe me, I was trying. After approximately 3 days on clay water, about 2 ounces before meals, I felt so much better. It is now 4 months down the road, and I am 99% asymptomatic of reflux. I still avoid, for the most part, foods that were triggers for me. I want the erosion in my esophagus to heal, but it is nothing short of a miracle that I haven't had to resort to taking Prevacid in months. And I'm finding that I can sometimes reintroduce a food that was once problematic into my diet without terrible consequences. Sometimes if I eat something that begins the reflux, I take the clay water as soon as it flares up and it goes away. I would advise anyone who is treating reflux with clay to stay away from highly processed foods, as we should anyway. Those are the most irritating to our digestive tracts. Otherwise, I have no restrictions, no small meals, no sleeping on two pillows or laying on my left side. I am what I would consider, as I said, 99% reflux free. It will be interesting in a few years when I'm due for my upper endoscopy to check the Barrett's. I believe the clay will have healed my esophagus. I wonder how mainstream medicine and the pharmaceutical companies will deny that. Debbie P. Thank you, Debbie, for that wonderful, wonderful testimony there. It's just absolutely amazing the beautiful things we get from our customers. So, okay, I'm going to go back over and see again if we have any questions coming up. Oh, I have a hand raised here. All right. I'm going to call on this guest. Hello?
Are you on
the air with me?
Yes,
hello? Terry, are you hearing me?
Yes, I hear you. And your name?
My name is Dawn from Connecticut.
Dawn? And what question do you have, darling?
I started taking the clay, and I found I was very constipated. I dropped down to a half of a teaspoon once a day, and I was still very constipated, very bloated. I want to continue because I'm hearing all this good stuff. So I bought the 4-pound jar, but I stopped because I wasn't sure if I was doing something wrong.
No, you're not. Two things could have caused that. One, that your digestive system is out of equilibrium already, and two, that it was pulling out old fecal matter that's dried and hard, and it stops up the canal. Now, I recommend you taking over-the-counter magnesium tablets. They're 250 milligram. You can buy them at the grocery store, and take one morning and night when you're taking the clay. You also want to drink a lot of water during the day because you want to flush those toxins out and help get rid of all that. So drink water and do that. The other thing is, if your digestive system is out of balance and out of equilibrium, your enzyme and probiotic production is probably out of kilter, and I would suggest you look into taking a good enzyme and probiotic to help your digestive system build back up. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you. So one tablet twice a day.
You may not need but one tablet. Take one at night, see how you do, and you may need, you know, one tablet twice a day or 1.5 tablets. It's, you know, it depends on your condition. So
okay,
just play with it. The magnesium tablets are very mild. They're not like a harsh laxative or anything. So.
Okay. All right. I would definitely give it a try. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome. Thank you for your question. All right. Just a minute. Now then, I'm going to go back over to my Q&A page and see if we've drummed up any interesting questions. Okay, here's a question. I started taking living clay in February and saw the glow that you were talking about. Now I feel I have lost it, even though I haven't changed with taking the clay. Well, it might be that you're under stress. You know, stress can do a lot of things, particularly with our skin, and nowadays so many of us are on stress. I'm doing another teleseminar called the Live Well Lifestyle Seminar once a month, and it's in the newsletter if you'd like to come to it, and we talk about how to live a calm and peaceful life and how to deal with everything that's going around us without worrying and stressing out. Worrying is actually futile. When you're worrying, you're probably borrowing problems. You're futurizing the worst possible things. That's what we do as human. We never think about, oh, my kids are going to do great today. You know, if you don't hear from them, you think, oh, they must be in trouble. You know, and if something goes wrong in our body, I must be doing something wrong. I have talked with people who are doing everything right. They're eating healthy, they're exercising, they're taking clay, they're taking other natural things, and they still have some problems come up. And when I ask them if they have any stress in their life, I had the last lady I talked to, she could hardly talk to me. She was so stressed out. And I just ask her to slow down and breathe just a moment. You know, everything's going to be all right. Just breathe. She was tense. She was nervous. She's talking 90 miles an hour. And another one, I asked her if she had any stress in her life, and she said, Yes, she was building a house, and all the decisions were driving her crazy. And, you know, she said her husband said, don't worry about it. You know, if you paint a room and you don't like it, you can repaint it later. It's not etched in blood. But still, as women, we have a tendency to do that. And our next teleseminar is going to be on the June 14th, and we're going to talk about when I decide. How many times do you make a decision and then you doubt it and you question it? Well, how can you make a decision and be confident of it? You know people who make a decision and that's it. That was the perfect decision. They're solid. They go with it. And guess what? It works out as it was the perfect decision. Why? Because they decided. So we're going to talk about those aspects. Body follows mind, but only 100% of the time. So what your mind thinks about your health and the conditions of the world will stress out on your body, and your body will show it. So, I'm just going, we do a few meditations, we do some quotes, we do some self-worth building in the teleseminar, and maybe, you know, I don't know if you do meditation, if you stop and meditate a little while and look at what's stressing you out and how much of it do you have control over anyway. I have a theory about worry. You need to set aside 15 minutes a day to worry. And when you get a worry, you say, whoops, it's not my worry time, and you write on a piece of paper. And then when you're worry time, you can sit for 15 minutes and just worry, 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 worry. When it's over, or if you miss it, you can't go ahead and take another 15 minutes. You have a designated time to worry. If you get busy and miss your worry time, you have to wait till the next day to worry. Because worry is a habit, and most of us are taught to worry. And our lifestyle we live in promotes worrying. And so getting control of your mind can help your body to a great degree. And I'm sure if you can kind of calm down, I'd love to talk to you if you want to call me. Any of you want to call me, my number is 512-262-7187. I'm always available, and I know some people occasionally have a question that they don't want to put on the air, that they just like talking about privately. And so let me repeat that question, 512-262-7187. Okay, again, if anyone on the phone that has a question they'd like to ask. Well, let me go over here and look at my testimonials and see if I have one more to share with you. Well, I've got one of my own I'm going to share with you. My grandson got a new dog, and he's part lab and big, and he jumps up on you. And he jumped up and scratched my arm with his claw. And since I'm older and my skin is thinner, it just tore a cut right through the top of my arm, just behind my wrist. And I put clay on it, and I kept the wet clay on it. And first I tried to put a gauze over it, but the clay would dry, and when I peel it off, it would open the wound again. So I got some Glad Pressing Seal and cut some squares. And I put the wet clay on real thick right over the wound. And then I put the Pressing Seal down and pressed the dry edges around it so it would hold it in place. And I left it on all day. At night, I would take it off and put a fresh one on. The next morning after I'd take my shower and then I'd put another fresh one on. So I was changing it like 3 times in 24 hours. And I did that, and it has healed so beautifully. It literally pulled the pieces of skin together. And there's just a little narrow line there. I mean, it couldn't have been pulled together easier if it had had stitches, and I don't have the stitch marks. And there's no scarring, there's no ridge of scarring there. It's very smooth and clear. and it's amazing how quickly it healed and how it pulled it together. So that's my two cents for this week, and we are out of time. I'm going to go back one more time and see if any questions have popped up while I'm talking. Get over here to the Q&A page. Okay, I have one from Denise. Hi, Denise. Denise is a loyal follower, her, and I really appreciate her. Hi, Perrier. When I began clay use in 2010, I too felt constipated, but as you said, it takes time to break down years of colon debris. Coconut oil use, olive oil use, topical magnesium oil, lots of water, and regular exercise will help to relieve constipation. After several months of clay use, the constipation is eliminated. Excellent. Thank you for that. So that's Denise's suggestion for getting through the constipation period until the clay works. And generally people taking clay say they have 3 good bowel movements a day. But if things are out of kilter, like we said, so coconut oil use, olive oil use, topical magnesium oil, putting it on, rubbing it, I guess, on your belly. Drinking lots of water and regular exercise help to relieve the constipation. And then after several months of clay use, the constipation was eliminated. So thank you, Denise, for that. So there are all ways you can eliminate. Just do whatever you need to do to get your janitorial services working. And those are some excellent ideas from Denise. So thank you for listening today. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. And go spread the good news about clay. This is Perrier and Calcium Bentonite Clay, over and out.